If you've got it, he gave it. Let's talk about it on this edition of Key Life.
This is Key Life with Steve Brown, an honest and refreshing look at Bible doctrine as it applies to daily living. If you have a Bible, get it. And here's Steve Brown, the teacher.
Thanks, Mike. If you have your Bible, open it to the book of Daniel. As we continue with our Old Testament survey, we spent a lot of preliminary time, and I want to get into the text. If you were listening yesterday, we looked at Daniel 1, 8 through 21, where the king wants Daniel to eat food that was offered before pagan idols, and Daniel refused and said, I'm not eating that stuff. I'm eating vegetables and water. And the guy that headed up the food services said, you know, if you do that and you turn drawn and thin and pale, the king's going to ask why. And I'm going to tell him you wouldn't eat the good stuff that I gave you, and he's going to be mad at me, and I'm going to get in trouble. And Daniel said, test it. Let us eat vegetables and water, and let's see what God does. And we saw the principle is do it right, it'll come out all right. Might not come out all right away, but it will come out all right. Now, if you have your Bible, turn to Daniel 2, 20 through 23. Daniel answered and said, blessed be the name of God forever and ever. This is God revealing a dream from Nebuchadnezzar. Blessed be the name of God forever and ever, for wisdom and might are his, and he changes the times and the seasons. He removes kings and he raises up kings. He gives wisdom to the wise and knowledge to those who have understanding. He reveals deep and secret things. He knows what is in the darkness, and light dwells with him. I'm not going to take time to read all of it. Look at the 27th verse of the second chapter through the 30th verse. Daniel answered in the presence of the king and said, the secret which the king has demanded, the wise men, the astrologers, the magicians, the soothsayers cannot declare to the king. But there is a God in heaven who reveals secrets, and he has made known to King Nebuchadnezzar what will be in the latter days. Your dream and the visions of your head upon your bed were these. As for you, O king, thoughts come to your mind while on your bed about what would come to pass after this. And he, that is God, who reveals secrets, has made known to you what will be. But as for me, the secret has not been revealed to me, because I have more wisdom than anybody living. But for our sakes, who make known the interpretation to the king, that you may know the thoughts of your heart. Now, seems to me this would have been a good opportunity for Daniel to get ahead. He could have said, you know, I have this gift, and I can do cool things, and if I do cool things, you can make me a leader of the people and pay me a lot of money, and everything will be copacetic. But he didn't do it. Notice that he says, it's not because I'm so smart. It's not because I'm so good. It isn't because I have these supernatural powers. It is because God has revealed to me what he would have me say to you. Daniel refused to take credit for what God had given. He points to God as the giver of the gift of interpretation. I have a friend who plays the piano all over the world, plays in bars. And you say he's not a Christian. Well, yeah, he is. He's a strong Christian. And sometimes he'll work into his music Christian songs to see who lights up around the bar. Guys will come to him and say, you know, I don't know what I'm doing here. This isn't my place. I'm out of here. And so he makes his witness. He's the place where maybe Jesus would be. Jesus hung out with wine bibbers and sinners, and my friend does that too. And if you listen to him play the piano, you would say, man, must have taken him years to do that sort of thing. He must have taken piano lessons from piano teachers who just made him work hard at it. Now, and Bill will laugh and say, no, I just sat down at the piano one time, started playing. It's really from God. I don't know how I did it. I don't know where it came from, but it is from God. He does what Daniel does. He gives God the credit. 2 Corinthians 4:7 says this treasure that we have in terms of our own walk with Christ, any kind of the fruit of the Spirit that happens, any witness we make has been put in earthen vessels so that God will get all the credit. In 2 Corinthians 12, it says that Paul was given a thorn and asked God 3 times to take it away. God said, no, because my power is made perfect in weakness. Listen to me, if you got it, he gave it. I told you, because I've been so enamored with this teaching. I was at a faculty retreat for Reformed Theological Seminary where I teach. Now, we have 4 or 5 campuses around the country, and all the faculty get together every year or two, and we have a 3 or 4 day retreat, and we were talking about Puritan piety. That was what it was. I know. I almost didn't go. I mean, that sounds about as interesting as a bag of chicken teeth or something. You know, it does not sound like a very exciting thing. But I knew the professors are going to be teaching us about these particular subjects, and I knew it was going to be good, and it was so good that I can't tell you. And my friend Rick Campbell was talking about the Puritan thankfulness. Now, by the way, in our country, Puritanism has been given a bad rap. We think about Hawthorne's The Scarlet Letter and these mean people that didn't want anybody to have a good time. And their belief system suggested that if anybody was, they were going to destroy it. No, no, no. The Puritans weren't like that at all. They knew how to party. I mean, they loved God and they understood grace. They understood that God was not angry at them. That a lot of the teaching that you hear on Key Life, when I say that God isn't angry at you, is based on Puritan teaching and understanding of the Bible. But for some reason, we got this idea all the Puritans did was destroy happy people, burn witches, and put people in those things in the town square and make fun of them. That's just not true. It's from the pit of hell. Smells like smoke. And anyway, Dr. Rick Campbell was teaching on thankfulness and where the Puritans got that. You know what he said? He said the Puritans said that being thankful and praising God was simply good manners. I've thought about that a lot. That's true. He said they felt that if God had given you anything, not to say thank you and not to praise him for it made you a Neanderthal. That's true. And you see a lot of Neanderthals walking around. You know, they think I'm self-made, and God says, well, I'm glad, because it sure relieves me of a lot of responsibility for some of the really dumb things that you're doing. But I like that. Thankfulness and praise is simply good manners. It's civility. It's understanding that you always write a thank you note when somebody gives you something nice. And if God gives you life and health and joy and salvation, not to be thankful would just be horrible. It would be bad manners. And so what happens here is that Daniel realizes that everything he had, it wasn't because he was smart, he was good looking, or because he was rich. It was because God had given it to him. You hear about the little boy who was listening to his daddy talking about his time in the war and how he fought. He said, Daddy, did anybody help you win the war? An attitude of gratefulness to God about everything is a wonderful attitude to have. If you got it, you got it from him. James said every good and perfect gift comes from him. You know what you ought to do in your next prayer time? Don't ask him about the stuff he already knows that you want and that you've asked him about for the last 20 years. I mean, you can put that on the back burner for a little while. Don't confess too many of your sins. You ought to do that. You ought to have a time of confession. But don't become, don't get involved in wormology and wring your hands and say, I'm just filthy rags. I'm an awful person. I can't, you know, you ought to confess. But spend most of your time, make a list of the things that are good in your life. You're not hungry. You have a roof over your head. You got a job. Make a list of things. Your wife or your husband or your children or your background or your parents. Make a list, a long list, and just sit down and spend all of your time saying, God, I have been a Neanderthal. And I realized, I heard this old guy talking on a radio broadcast, and he said that civility meant that I ought to thank you for this stuff. I'm sorry I haven't. I want to go over this list And I just want to tell you how good you are to do this for me. That's what Daniel did, and it was a tremendous and good thing. Now, I want you to look. I don't think I'm going to read this. Maybe we'll take some time tomorrow. I'm kind of running out of time here. But in Daniel 2, 31 through 35, there's the dream and the interpretation. Now, almost everybody believes that is an identification of the four kingdoms described as Babylon, the Medo-Persian Empire, Greece, and Rome. But you would not believe some of the ideas that come out of this from some people. Now, tomorrow I'm going to do a little bit of detail work on this and show you some things. But at bottom line, the prophecy in Daniel 2 says God's in control and that Jesus is going to be victorious. Now, it's nice to think about the other stuff. It's nice to read books on prophecy. It's nice to dig into the details of this sort of thing, as long as you don't forget, bottom line, what's being taught here. God's in charge. Jesus is going to clean up the mess. You think about that. Amen. Hey, listen, if you're not a part of our Key Life Tate family, I'd love for you to be a part of it. This is how you do it. Whenever you call 1-800-KEY-LIFE or you write Key Life Post Office Box 5000, Maitland, Florida, 32794, Key Life Canada, Post Office Box 32150, Cambridge, Ontario, N3H5N3, or email us at steve@keylife.org and ask to be a part of Key Life Tapes, we'll do it for you. As long as supplies last, we'll send you a tape every 7 or 8 weeks, and they keep coming automatically as long as you want them. And these are not the tapes of the broadcast. You can subscribe to those, and if you ask us how, we'll tell you how. These are tapes of places where I teach the Bible, a Reformed seminary or a conference or whatever. If you'd like to be a part of it, let us know. It's absolutely free. That does not mean that I would not accept a contribution. Very few people are able to help us financially. And if you're one of those, pray about it and be as generous as you can. You can charge it on your MasterCard, Visa, Discover card. You can include it in your envelope. And I would be so very grateful. I promise to be faithful with a gift. And for any gift of any size, when you request it, I'll send as my thank you the cassette teaching Dealing with Fear. If you're ever afraid, you're going to find out that this teaching from the Bible will help. Hey, guys, I got to go, but one thing. Before I go, Key Life is a listener-supported production of Key Life Network.